Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooks Bard as we talk Colton Wildcat football each week. Colton with another victory, improving to 5-1. Their fifth straight win was against Rossville last week, 48-17 in a non-district game. And Coach led in this one from start to finish, really dominated the run game again, and I think 476 yards and averaging over 10 yards per play. So a lot of big plays. What stood out to you, I guess, the most from the Rossville win last Friday?
Well, I thought our offensive line did a really good job making adjustments and communicating, and they gave us a couple different looks and put our backs into position to break a tackle and go. And the drive before half, making some big plays, was a really big deal for us offensively. And then defensively, we just played pretty solid. I don't know that we were dominating by any means, but played solid and made them earn everything and work the ball down the field. So everything put together, I was really happy with the progress we made last week.
I was going to ask you about the pace of the offense, something we haven't talked about a lot, but you brought up, you know, the score you're able to get right there before halftime. You actually scored twice in the final 2.5 minutes of the half. Are you happy with what this team is able to do when they need to be in more of a hurry-up, quicker-type mode and the way that they've been able to move the ball in those situations?
Well, we think we're going to be okay in that situation. I think we still have more work to do, but our ability to get in space and break a tackle and go has been big for us, and we've had a lot of big plays this year. So in that situation, we're going to try to continue to do that.
How about your secondary last week? Didn't get any interceptions. I think you did force at least one turnover, a fumble in the game, but obviously the secondary saw quite a bit of passing from Rossville. How did you feel like they responded and played?
I thought they were very physical and aggressive in the secondary and did a nice job tackling. We still got to do a better job playing the football, but I thought that was one of their best games as far as coming up and making plays and open field tackles.
Gary Booth with 4 touchdowns, Jace Boswell with 3, both big nights rushing. Jace with over 120 yards, and Gary had over 200 yards. Certainly good to get him back. Special teams, I know, is something that we've talked about, but how comfortable do you feel? How much of a luxury, I guess, is it to have a kicker like Matt Lears who hasn't missed all year and has been almost automatic?
Well, it is. You know, that's something that's going to help us down the road. There's going to be a point where we have to make a longer field goal, and I'm confident he'll do that. And he's done a nice job in our kickoffs establishing field position for us and allowing our team to get down and make some big plays in coverage.
Yeah, starting field position for Holton and your opponents has certainly been a huge difference here over the course of the season. Well, big game back in a district play this week, a battle of state-ranked teams. It's Holton and Hayden, and we'll talk about that when we continue with Coach Barta here on the Wildcat Football Locker Room Chat. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta, as Holton prepares to face Hayden this week, an undefeated Hayden team that's top-ranked number 2 in the state in Class 3A. So obviously a big game for a lot of reasons, Coach. Perhaps a district title on the line. How excited are you? I'm sure the team and the coaches have been anticipating this one for a while, and it's finally here. How's the week going?
Well, it's been good. I mean, we're finally getting to that part of the season where things are coming together for us and becoming the kind of team that we think we can be. And we have an outstanding opponent in front of us. They're a challenging team to prepare for and, you know, have a rich tradition, and we have a rich tradition playing each other.
So what are the biggest challenges in preparing for Hayden? What do you think are some of the keys and focal points as you prepare here this week?
Well, certainly there are multiple on offense. The wing T is a challenging offense to prepare for, and then they use some spread passing games, so it's a lot of preparation in terms of defense. And then they're a traditional 4-4 with some adjustments, and they do what they do, and they do it well and don't make mistakes. So you have to really execute well offensively.
Your offense really hasn't been stopped all season, the way they're churning out yards and big plays. Is there anything this offense can still get a little bit better at, or what other things offensively? Because you just look at the stats and you look at the scoring, and everything just seems to be clicking for your offense right now. You have to be really confident in that side of the ball against about anybody, right?
Well, I think we've made a lot of progress, you know, both on the line of scrimmage and in the backfield, and as we get healthy, that's going to be good for us. And, you know, we have to be able to run our option and throw the ball a little bit and be a little bit more multiple on offense. But I think that progress is coming along.
a lot of seniors and leadership. This is going to have, obviously, a big atmosphere and big game type of feel. Are you confident, I guess, with how the team will be, you know, amped up to play this but not overly hyped up? And how do you kind of approach that before kickoff on Friday night with this team to try not to do too much but obviously be playing some of their best football of the year here tonight to get a win?
Well, they're definitely excited this week and anticipating playing a great game, but they've been in this game before in the playoffs over the last couple of years and same kind of atmosphere, so I would like to think our experience will help us in that.
Any final couple keys or just thoughts on based on the matchup and what you know Hayden's going to present and do that you feel like could be a difference maker in this game?
Well, I think it's a big test for both teams, and you know you have to be able to execute at a fast pace and play against a team that plays fast. So I'm sure both of us will learn some lessons tonight, but I think they're both very good teams.
Should be a fun one. Could be the first of a couple meetings. Who knows how this season plays out. Best of luck against Hayden. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Wildcat head man Brooks Parta, the Holton Locker Room Chats on KNZA, presented by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic, also by Boomer Steakhouse, and by the Farmer State Bank in Holton.